Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And presented by Chapin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Pony and Muller with Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner, who, like the rest of the world, found out earlier today that Steelers-Ravens wouldn't be played on Thanksgiving night. And your reaction 3 hours ago, Zach, was LOL.
I mean, it's just the same crap. It's everything we've been talking about. I mean, I'm just not surprised. That's why I said LOL. It doesn't really affect me and my rehab much, but it's just, for the team, it's just another crappy situation that we're just going to have to put our heads down and get through. Everybody wants us to continue to be the Steelers that we've always been. Coach T, the same coach he's always been, necessary business. Stuff like this happens, we do not care, infamous meme. You know what I mean? It's just, it's one of those, man, it just sucks. It's whatever.
How much, can you take
people
into the mindset of a guy like one day before a game? So it's like Wednesday, and it's Thursday's the game, or this would be like Saturday in a normal week.
And it's not just any game.
Yeah, it's a primetime game. Are you mentally getting keyed up like well over 24 hours in advance for a game, getting your mind right, that kind of thing?
You have to. It's just like the mojo of, like, it's very, very similar to when you guys like have primetime like specials or something coming up that you've been planning, you know what I mean? Or a guest. And it's just as if like they flaked for some selfish reason. That's really how it feels. It's we have to get our minds, and once again, right? Everybody knows I'm on IR. I'm out for the season. Mm-hmm. It's not affecting me, but I'm telling you what my teammates are feeling. I'm telling you what they're feeling. And when you have to, after Sunday's game, after we just got done beating Jacksonville, in the locker, on the plane ride back, you're like, damn, it's a short week. Mm-hmm. We got to change our mindset. We got to speed it up. Tomorrow is actually going to be a Wednesday for me instead of being a Monday. I need to get my body right. I need to do these things. I bet you money there's guys who got extra massages and things like that. And everybody's like, oh, wow, yeah, don't whine, outside of the Pittsburgh fan base. But the Pittsburgh fan base gets this. They get why we are frustrated. This is Texans, but kind of a little bit worse than Texans because
Titans.
It's the second time. Or Titans, yeah, I said Texans. I'm sorry, you know what I meant. Titans. Yeah. Thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
For the correction. It's just one of those things where it's like, ugh, you want to choke somebody, but you can't do anything but tweet about it.
When you said a few minutes ago, like, for it's like if somebody didn't pick up the phone with us and they didn't do an interview because of selfish reasons, I just want to make sure that people don't misunderstand that. You're not saying that, like, the Ravens were negligent or implying that they did something wrong.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to hear you say that.
If it comes out that way, that's forfeitable, if that makes sense.
It does.
If it comes out that way, there was irresponsibility. I think it's fair, right? I really do. As much as I don't want to say this because Pittsburgh will be mad at me, but like, no, Zach, don't let them off. I think it's fair to say that when they got hit with those kind of like those amount of guys initially in the week to be out of, mm-hmm, that are going to be out of the game, you have to remember the unpredictability of the virus in the first place. Like, wasn't it just Nick Saban who just got announced with it again?
Yep.
Like, sometimes the consistency of if we have it or if we don't, or if we got rid of it or if it's back or if we get it another time, there's just a lot of uncomfortable feeling about that, you know, and of the unknowing. I get that part about the virus. So I'm like, that's why I'm like, it's okay a little bit that it's got pushed back. But if it got pushed back because of irresponsibility and lack of following the protocol, then that's forfeitable, because this is bullcrap. But we haven't had a bye week. Like, people don't really understand that, and they want to talk about these things. But our bodies are programmed as athletes to be ran on a calendar year and on a system, and this year has been different. So we've kind of been begging for one, especially when we're 10-0. We kind of deserve one, if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. And that five-day weekend that was stripped of us, it just sucks. And it's just going to make us madder, and it's just going to make those guys, you know, yes, it does give us a couple extra days to prepare, but we were ready. We did everything we needed to prepare in a short week. We were ready to follow our regular Thursday practice, our Thursday game. That's why it hurts. You know what I mean? And people, and also another thing that I see people when they people, we're in a pandemic. Stop being selfish. We need to care about like the safety of things. That's not what we're complaining about. Okay, this is more of like a bougie conversation. Okay, we're not talking about the world pandemic. We get tested every single day, people. Okay, we're being as safe as possible. I had to get my family tested when they come into town for Thanksgiving, and it's just the five of us. And that's the same way the team is operating. You know what I mean? We're being smart. So don't think we're talking about the whole world pandemic. We're talking about NFL news. And damn, it sucks that we're going to have to go without a bye week or any break whatsoever.
Is there any legitimacy? Because I heard everything you just said, and it rings true to me. Is there any silver lining at all that, because players generally, you know, in most cases, don't love the Thursday game because it's so hard on the body? Is there any silver lining at all to the fact that guys get a little bit more time to heal up traditionally, even though you lose the time off on the back end here, Zach?
Yeah, because it just gets you right for that next part of this, because you don't get that during the playoffs unless you get the first week bye. And it's an extended weekend. It's a gift. When it seems like, you know, a lot of our time is taken, and especially during stressful times, guys need to realize that this intensive protocol literally means we don't meet at all in person. Mm-hmm. We've done everything virtually, you know? So preparation, you know, you want to make sure guys are at ease. That's why we're going to get all the, you know, the bleep, all the bull crap out today, yeah. You know? Yeah. Because tomorrow we got to show up to work as if what's today? Wednesday now? Yeah, so tomorrow's a Thursday. Tomorrow's a regular Thursday. And I know Coach T's not going to have the guys run out there and just practice super hard. We're gonna take advantage of these extra days. That's the best part about this.
Now, we had Avery on. He said Tomlin actually gave you guys tomorrow off for Thanksgiving. Said you guys can go spend that with your family now, which I thought was really cool.
I'll be in the.
But you don't stop. You're an absolute animal. Yeah, you're just a monster. We already knew that, though.
You know how I am.
Absolutely. So let me just. I started the show and I said this, Zach, and I can't wait to get your response on it. I said, how do we know that by Sunday this is going to be better? What happens if tomorrow and Friday more Ravens players come back with positive tests? Then what?
We don't.
Then they say, oh, we'll play the game anyways. They just say, well, who cares? We'll play the game, force it through anyways. That's what I don't get.
I don't think we've used our extra week yet, right? Isn't there like an extra week? Didn't they plan that out this year? Isn't there like a flexibility week before the playoffs start or something? I don't know. It's one of those things that you guys know just as much as we do, if not more, because Adam Schefter texts you guys directly.
Well, Jay Glazer
maybe Pony. Schefter might text Pony. I don't have that little black book of numbers, Zach. I don't have it. I open that thing up and like a flea flies out of it.
You and Glazer have the same haircut. That might work out. You might be able to build that bridge there.
Hey, Zach, I want you to just let fans know too, because you've hinted at this and you talked about it, but I just want to make sure that people hear this right.
You're protecting me, Pony, and I appreciate that. Keep going.
How big of a deal is it that you guys would have had the extra days off after a Thursday night game? Like, when guys like Eric Ebron tweet because they're like, this would have been my vacation. This would have been my mini bye. Can you articulate to fans why that's important for you guys?
What's the date today?
The 25th.
Okay. Between now and then, unless we get a first round bye, the next time we'll get that chunk amount, that big chunk amount of time is after the Super Bowl, which is the first weekend in February. It's just a long road. And guys like Ebron, who get paid a lot of money and are first round flashy skilled players, they want to wear their jewelry and go golfing. They want to take their family out. His family's been in Houston this whole time. He wants to take them out. They were out here this weekend. Now he has to go to work. You know, they gave him give us the holiday off tomorrow. I didn't know that. But we don't get time like that, you know? And again, remember, when people listen to this is sports radio. This is entertainment. It's like listening to the Kardashians of sports, okay? We're whining about our time. We're whining about these type of things. It's not that big of a deal. It'll be over tomorrow. As long as we can still play Sunday.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
If not, it's going to be hell. I'm telling you that right now. If that game is canceled again, there will be riots.
Well, how mad, Zach, if that game is canceled, that brings into play this like league plan where they might just do away with playoff bye, the two byes, the one in each conference altogether, and make it an 8-team playoff in each conference where you guys might have the best record, might go whatever, 15-1, whatever it would be, undefeated even, and you still have to play a first-round game. What are guys going to be reacting like if that happens?
See what I'm saying? Like, you know more than we do. Just the fact that it's even brought up is news to us. I'm telling you right now, that's just – I mean, you got a bunch of people who like to speak their mind on our team. I'm sure you'll hear about it.
Yeah, Duck still likes to talk, I notice. He's out there, and he's even trying to, like – he's trying to name drop in like brands and companies into his like thoughtful tweets about the game getting postponed. What the hell is that all about?
You saw that? Did you see me call him out too? Yeah. He snuck that ad in real quick.
He's like trying to get free swag out of this. He's trying to spin a negative. You guys have a game postponed.
I'm so angry. I'm so upset. Go to my fridge and grab a Bud Light. Duck, shut up.
He's doing product placement in angry tweets.
I thought he was gonna. I was gonna go shoot a deer after I got supplies from Bass Pro Shops.
The bullets were handcrafted by Clint Eastwood's company.
It's so nakedly obvious too, and I'm so happy that you were the one that said really down with that.
Really sad about my friends at Cabela's. I was looking forward to wearing their gear this weekend.
All right. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's Let's Tackle It with Zach Banner, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Zach, do we have a treat for you? We caught up with your spirit animal earlier in the show, and he had a shout-out for you. He called you out by name, and we will play it for you coming up right after this. Steelers and Ravens postponed to Sunday 1:15. West Virginia, Oklahoma postponed Saturday and moved back to December 12th. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Zach Banner brought to you by King's Jewelry, celebrating love for over 100 years. I think everyone was celebrating Steelers superfan Big Ed Vega on Sunday. Zach, you loved this guy. Big Ed at the Steelers-Jags game. The cameras caught him in the crowd in his Steelers overalls. Steelers hard hat, Steelers big chain, Steelers tattoos, tall boy beer in hand.
I just found out he's a West Coaster too, isn't he? Where's he from?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield! Dude, we could have talked about it so much. That's where Cody Kessler, my first SC quarterback, was from. And TJ McDonald, they were from Bakersfield. Fun fact.
Was Cody Kessler like on the 0-16 Browns?
Yes, he was. He was Kaiser's backup. Mm. Yes.
Okay. Anyways, I think we should arrange. You saying you guys can catch up. Big Ed was amazing. We had him on earlier. And I think when everything clears up, we'd like to bring him to town and present him with some kind of, you know, token of goodwill. You know, he's
We can have him on the air. I want to have a beer with that guy. I don't care about having him on the show.
Same.
Let's go get a beer after the show with the guy.
And so he's such a super fan, Zach. We asked him about you, and this is what he said. Hold on. I got to put my sound up here.
I'm killing the vibe.
Press the button. Very bummed that this dude is not playing right now. I was so excited to see the work they put in there in the offseason to become the starting right tackle. You could see it last year with, you know, when he was coming in as tight end eligible. I loved it then. I loved that he was a starting, and it hurt so much to see that man go down that way and not be able to play football, especially with the way we're playing football right now.
I might be his next tattoo. If I do what I need to do next year and come out and ball out next year the way that I plan on coming to ball out next year, I might be this guy's next tattoo behind the Dan Rooney. Not behind it, but, like, he has so much surface area to work with. And he knows what I mean.
It's a big canvas to paint on.
Absolutely. Anybody who puts their sons out, guns out like that in Jacksonville on TV like that, to be able to sit that confident with that big of a chain and those overalls, he knows what I mean by complimenting his surface area, okay? It's not a diss. There's a lot of canvas he's able to fill in. And I'm proud.
Zach, I'll tell you one thing about him you would have loved. You know, we've put people on in this situation before, and sometimes, like, you know, you get on the radio and you're nervous, and you'll love this. We put him on. He could not have been more chill and at ease. Like, he was so good on the air that we are kicking around the idea of having him as a recurring guest.
Let's go drink with this guy. We do not need to have this guy on the air. We had him on the air. Let's go get him drunk, and let's go see how he acts, because Big Ed's my guy. I appreciate the support, Big Ed, if you hear this.
How about this? So you obviously put out the picture on, what, Instagram and Twitter, right? You definitely gave him a boost and amplified it. Got him on Permane's radar. Now he's getting free sandwiches from them, so Duck would be very jealous of that. Anyways, so I asked him – Zach, I'm like, that look that was on your face when the camera panned to you, he looked like he was very deep in thought. I don't know if you had the same read on it, but it looked like the gears in his head were grinding.
It was second quarter, too. And, like, we were up by 14. And, like,
touchdown
like
lead.
He wasn't...
So listen to
the way he was just talking. Go ahead, buddy. So listen to, you know what I mean.
Listen, like, to the answer he gave when I asked him that. This picture that they showed of you, you looked like you were so deep in thought at that point, Ed, in the game. Steelers are up 17-3. There's 40 seconds left. I'm looking at the graphic in the picture right now. What do you think? You got a nice beer in your hand. What do you think was going through your head at that moment when this shot was taken? Do you remember?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I do remember, because it's the same thought just about every game this season that I've watched, undefeated or not. It's, why can't we run the football better? I'm looking down at the end zone and where a play just happened, and that's, you know, in my head I'm thinking, I don't understand why we can't run the football better.
Big Ed, this guy.
I mean, it's no surprise that big, massive Steelers fan wants to see you guys just road grade people.
Mall people.
Yes.
Okay. Come on.
Dude, he got, like, detailed into it, Zach. He was like, he was throwing out, like, he loves James Conner, but they've got to get him going north and south. I mean, it was like, it was the purest. He's from Bakersfield, so born and raised, but it was the purest Yinzer opinion I have ever heard. It was perfect.
Just so everyone knows, Bakersfield, and it's very close to Fresno and those places.
Uh-huh.
It's the only patch of grass between Los Angeles and the Bay Area that is like Farmville. Like, it's like complete. So he probably has nothing to do but watch USC and Steeler football out there. 100%. 100%. He knows what he's talking about.
Speaking of USC, college basketball came back today. I want you to tell us what you were like as a USC basketball player, because some people don't know that about you. You were, you know, a Deion Sanders, Dick Groh, Bo Jackson type. You played both sports at a very high level. What was Zach Banner's basketball? We know your football style of play. What was the basketball style of play for you?
I don't want to butcher his name, but was it DeJuan Blair?
Yeah.
That played out here. Very similar. 6'8", same size, bruiser. Yeah, just my last game in high school, it was my highest scoring, highest rebound game. It was like 32 and like 20 something. Like, that's just, I just played that way, like DeJuan Blair. And the only reason I remember him is because, I think I tweeted about this sometime last year. I remember when Pitt basketball used to actually be like something adored nationally. You know what I mean? I lived in Seattle and we watched those guys play and Damn. Ball out. What was his point guard's name? What was his point guard's name that played with him?
LaVance Fields.
There you go. Like, you know what I mean? I remember watching that duo play, and just, if you were going to ask me what kind of basketball player I was, it was a high rebounder, just a high effort kind of guy. I had a post move. I could face people up a little bit mid range. And for every once in a while, I might joke around and shoot a three, but that's not common. A lot of dirty elbows.
Now, were you doing against guys who look like me and Chris, or were you going up against legit competition?
No. Yeah, legit competition. Like, I played in the EYBL. You guys can look that up. That actually meant something. But back now, we have so many different leagues and AAU leagues. But that's the Nike League, and we had one of the top 25 teams in the country. I don't know if you guys watch Philly basketball, but one of their draft picks was Tony Roten, and he played with me in AAU growing up. Mm-hmm. He was a point guard. He's back home now. He's playing overseas. But we have a lot of talent. You know, I came through the same factory that Jamal Crawford, Nate Robinson, Isaiah Thomas, a lot of the local guys from back home came through. And it's a blessing, dude. It was a stage of my life that at one point I used to love basketball more than football just because it was different and football was that easy. Honestly, if you went back and asked me, oh, I like basketball more, but it was just more of an adventure because, like, football just, I was always known as the football guy. I wanted to be known as the both sport guy. Like, that was really cool.
Hold on. I got one for you just to finish this basketball and football thought. You're around a lot of guys who are freak athletes, just incredible. I mean, you yourself are one. Bigger sport for, like, guys who just, like, make you as a pro athlete go, oh, my God, how is that even possible? Is it hoops or is it football?
Just because I've been around them so much, nothing is new to me, but it just depends, bro. Like, Cam Hayward's long arm stab move would literally pick up move anybody, and you can't let him get into that in a pass rush situation. You literally fight from him getting his arm extended just to get in that priority. And then also, if you try to jump chest to chest with Dwight Howard, he's going to laugh at you, and then he's going to wrap his legs around your head and do some crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's – like, there, it's on both sides. Like, you're talking about guys who can run and jump off of 2 feet and clear, like, 6 feet of space. That's crazy. That's insane. You don't want to talk about guys who can, like, be dead tired, lock in, and shoot 2 free throws and knock them down like it's nothing. You know? I respect both sides. If you're going to ask me who's the better athletes, I would say soccer players, but you know where I'm going with that.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, Maradona.
At 93.7
RIP.
Yeah, absolutely. driven by Shorty Kia. Check them out, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Okay, coming up, we'll get into the real hard-hitting stuff with Zach. Thanksgiving questions. He's got some family in town. We'll ask about what's on the dining room table, his go-tos, things like that. Finish up with that.
Working ads in.
Yes.
Like, maybe I should start working ads in, like, Duck. Like, for that Kia one, we could have been like, oh, hey, before – in between shots, I'm going to go hop in this Uber it's a Kia. You know, maybe I can put all my ads in Duck style. We'll work that out over the break.
Absolutely. It's Pony and Muller with Zach Banner on The Fan. Pitt basketball. First game tonight on The Fan. 7 o'clock tip-off for Pitt and St. Francis of Loretto. Pitt a double-digit favorite. Pitt picked 13th in the ACC preseason poll. Headlines brought to you by Senderovich, Senderovich, and Fishman. Injured at work, call Senderovich, Senderovich, and Fishman. You can text MillerTime to 20357 to win a Nike Steelers pullover from Miller Lite. Fan listeners can win every day. Let's tackle it with Zach Banner, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Zach, I'm not going to ask you the standard, traditional, lame Thanksgiving questions. You know, we're just better. We're just better than that. We're better than that.
Pony listened to us off the air.
What
he
happened?
Said, I'm
off
not
going
to ask you the same typical questions.
I want you. I'm going to give you a list of Thanksgiving potato options, and I want you to rank them from best to worst. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet potato.
Yeah.
mashed potato, baked potato, roasted potatoes, potatoes au gratin.
How is the sweet potato cooked?
That's up to you. I don't even, I've never heard anybody ask that follow-up question before.
Let's just say sweet potato fries. Okay, so sweet potato fries. This is like Thanksgiving time?
These are potatoes on Thanksgiving. They're intended for Thanksgiving. How would you rank them from best to worst?
I don't know if you said potato salad, but my mom makes the best potato salad ever. So I would have to say that's number one. Mashed potatoes is number two. That's the typical Thanksgiving. Everybody makes really good ones. Hopefully, you can't really mess up mashed potatoes. If you mess up mashed potatoes, you shouldn't be cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Then comes the sweet potatoes and everything else after that. Like the baked potato and stuff, that's like a preferred taste to me. Like I have to be in the mood for a baked potato and like, you know, with the bacon bits and all that type of stuff. But those top three, you can't lose with those top three.
Potato salad is not something I expected to hear on Thanksgiving, but now that you're talking about it, I'm getting hungry because potato salad's great. Is your mom's potato salad, though, is it a creamy, like mayo-based, or are we talking vinegar-based here?
It's mayo-based.
Okay, now I'm getting very
You know
hungry.
What I've never, right. we didn't broach on the
it's,
air.
Dude, it's fire. Dill pickled, too. Like, you know how, like, sometimes it depends on, like,
you're speaking
what pickles
my, you're speaking
you, I mean,
my
she
language.
Literally messed up. She messed up on the pickles yesterday. Mm. Fun fact, true story. Messed up on the pickles yesterday. And because Pittsburgh is so complicated, either you're going to this certain store that I'm not going to mention because I don't want to lose out on any marketing with them.
Okay.
Or you go to Whole Foods. You know what I'm saying? And there's really no in between. So they don't have the same brands as they do on the West Coast. That's what my mom just said.
So where do you guys, Craig, feel free to weigh in on this too. Where do you guys come down on boxed mashed potatoes? Fake mashed potatoes. Hate it, tolerate it, like it. Zach?
That's the same thing as making like minute rice. Like it's stuff that I've had before. We don't make it as a family, mm-hmm. but other people in our family have made it before, and it's just something, you know, you just eat. You just eat because it's there. You don't say anything. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking of those the real stuff at the next door neighbors.
Yeah, I'm with Zach there. You eat it, you don't make a stink, but you're not lining up saying I can't wait to get home for some box mashed potatoes.
Craig,
it's like jarred gravy is the same way. If people pull gravy out of a jar,
perfectly fine by me. I'd eat them.
Sometimes I get a weird, and I never actually act on it.
Because Craig makes them.
I sometimes get a weird, I see KFC mashed potatoes, which I'm pretty sure are fake, and I remember what it tastes like, and I feel for an instant like I want to go get it, and then I never follow through with it. But the artificial versus real thing, because I'll say this, I like fake cranberry sauce more than the real thing. And you can judge me for that, but the one that still has the marks from the can on the cranberry sauce, you can see the indentations from the can itself, that's my jam.
I'm judging you. I don't have much to say, Zach.
I'm judging you either.
You guys like the real McCoy? You like real?
I'm judging him.
You can chew on the actual cranberries, that kind of thing.
I mean, I think cranberry sauce is – I think it's wildly overrated to begin with. To me, Thanksgiving is mostly a savory holiday, and I don't really want sweets that much until dessert.
You're tripping. The plate has to be diverse.
Zach?
The plate has to be diverse.
I think everybody has
stop, because this is the same crap that Mueller brings every single week. He always does this. He always brings in that one biased opinion that just pisses everyone off and it sets him off, and I'm tired of it.
He's
you don't
made
disrespect
his bones
cranberry
on that.
Sauce like that, Mueller.
He's made his career off of that, though. Zach, he's been in this game
you
for more than 10
like,
years
you
with
have
that.
To be able to – you got it on one side of the plate. You got the turkey, the red meat, whatever that is, the potato salad. You got everything, right? You scatter them, and then you kind of take combined bites. Like the cranberry sauce is going to be really, really good with the potatoes. And the potatoes are going to be really, really good when you grab a piece of turkey and you put the potato on top and then you dip it in the gravy.
Yep.
And then you contrast that with another sweetness of the cranberry sauce. That's disrespectful, Mueller, and I'm tired of it.
Disrespect is my middle name, and I will not apologize for my Thanksgiving food preferences.
Zach, everybody has a Thanksgiving food custom that might be unique to their own Thanksgiving dinner that's always on your Thanksgiving table that somebody might walk in if they were a guest and say, oh, I've never seen that on Thanksgiving before. What is that for you guys? What's unique to the Banner Thanksgiving experience?
The Banner Thanksgiving experience. I would have to say, like you guys said, is the potato salad. I think that would be the
personal
different
touch.
Thing that's okay. different, like you said. I would say that, but it's because my mom is so good at it. It's like we ask her to make that year round. Like like it's mandatory. Like it's the second thing you mention.
Okay. How about dessert wise?
You know, when you go to like the store and you get that dessert.
Yeah. What's the dessert move for you?
Sometimes we'll hop into a there's nothing really like home baked. It just depends on like what we have that year. Like pumpkin pie is always necessary. I think we usually like the Costco one.
Okay.
The pecan pie is also good, but my brother's allergic to nuts, so we have to diversify that up a little bit.
Fair enough. All right.
Man, a lot of pecan pie love.
Yeah,
when
we're getting,
talk to people
we're
about
getting
this.
Just absolutely.
I mean, I'm an
hit
apple
over
pie
the
man through and through,
pie.
But boy, pecan pie is just dominant right now.
All right.
What's normal for your guys? What's
so I
grew
we're up,
very straightforward.
Yeah, I'm now experiencing with my in-laws. It's a lot of apple and pumpkin pie, the usual. But growing up, we were a cream pie family. There was chocolate cream. There was coconut cream. There was banana cream. One year, a pistachio cream came out of nowhere and brought the house down. So we did a lot of the cream pies growing up, but we don't do that as much here. Hey, Zach, you have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully they play this game on Sunday and you guys sweep the Ravens. How's that sound?
Dude, I was so ready to like, this was so exciting because it was going to be like our first kind of like pregame kind of show because it was the day before, but now it's the day before, the day before, the day before, the day before. So it's whatever.
Hey, and
you guys have a good tea day. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, do me one favor. Just one small one.
Yeah.
Instagram or tweet out the picture of the potato salad. I want to see what it looks like. Put it out there. Let's see
it. Tomorrow.
Show me potato salad.
All right, man. We'll see you. There you go. Zach Banner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.